All right, let's check in now with Maples Repertory Theater. Todd Davison is in. So where does your mindset the day before new season and a new show
prepare? We're getting ready. All the things that need to be done in order to get set up and get to rolling for this year, including getting the show ready, but then also means making sure the bathrooms are clean and all the public spaces are ready to go. And we've been doing a little bit of painting around. We put in a new door and all those kind of things too, making sure the air conditioning's all been checked out and all that. So there's always a little bit extra when we get this first show rolling.
So when we call you Chief Bottle Washer, that's accurate, right?
That's right. The glamour, the glamour of show business includes doing a lot of dishes and scrubbing some floors.
Well, you know Carol Burnett shows. She always
has
her mop, right?
Exactly
bucket
right.
Out there. Okay, so it all begins with the full Monty tomorrow. Show opening runs until July 7th. So there's the movie, The Full Monty.
Correct.
What about the stage? How
the stage similar? Play is very similar to the movie. Right. The main difference is that the movie was set in England. And so if you listen to the movie, the accents are really thick. It's sometimes kind of hard to fix them, to hear, to understand them. So when the Broadway musical was in production or in planning, they moved it to Buffalo, New York. So the idea is it's kind of an industrial town that's kind of on its on a downhill slide. People are losing their jobs because the industry is leaving. So it was in Birmingham, England in the movie, and it's in Buffalo, New York for the musical. And so that way everybody sounds a little bit more American.
So you don't have to worry about the accent when you're casting.
Okay. That's correct.
Not to say that those in Buffalo wouldn't have a distinct accent.
Yes, that's exactly right. We do have several New Yorkers in our cast, and so every once in a while they'll say, oh, no, it's got to go this way or whatever.
You know, so
they'll
know.
They'll give us a pronunciation. Yes.
Well, tell
sure
us
will.
About the cast.
So the cast is, there are six, the story of the Full Monty is about six unemployed steelworkers, and they're down on their luck. They don't know what they're going to do. Their bills are mounting. Their family situations are frayed because they've been out of work. And one of them hits upon this idea that they saw the ladies in the town go and see the Chippendale dancers, and they were giving them all $50 to go into there and see their show. So they thought, well, we could do that just as good as them. So they decide to make this exotic dance troupe, and they try to gather up their buddies, and none of them really knows anything about dancing or anything. And so they get together, and they decide they're going to make all this money in a one-night-only show. And so the principals in the show are these six guys, and during the course of the show, we learn all about their family situations. One is divorced and trying to work on a custody battle with his ex-wife, and one's wife is still working at the mall, but he's out of work, and so he has all these kind of man issues about that sort of a thing. Then there's one young man who's trying to break out. He still lives with his mom, and he wants to get a place of his own. And then there's a older character who's kind of a sort of on disability. He's got a bad hip, and he's trying to kind of find, make a way for himself too. And then the one character is the boss, the foreman from the plant, who hasn't told his wife that he's been laid off from the plant. So every day he gets up and pretends like he's going to work and wanders around town and then goes back because he just can't bring himself to tell her that he's been laid off. And so we learn all about these stories as these guys get ready for their big show, which is the finale of the production.
And who's the cast?
So the cast is headed by Alan Gillespie, who is a New York-based actor who last year played the lead in our Mamma Mia. He played Sam Carmichael in Mamma Mia for us, so he's returning. He's really, really a great vocalist and great actor. He plays Jerry, the kind of the leader of the group. And then his best friend is Dave, and he's played by Bobby Martinez, and he is also a New York-based actor. Very, very funny, really, really funny guy. And then we have Garrick Vaughn, who is playing Horace, who's a black gentleman who comes and joins the troupe. And Garrick was with us the year we did Big River, and also here for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And he is a great vocalist. He's a classically trained operatic tenor, and but does musical theater also. So he's just got this great big voice, and it's fun to have Garrick around. And then we have Matthew Sather, who is a guy from Northern Iowa. He just graduated from college. He plays Ethan, one of the steel workers. And then we have Michael Puri, who is playing Malcolm, another one of the Steelworkers. And Michael is going to be playing Buddy Holly for us later in Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. He's kind of been a Buddy Holly specialist for several years. He's been a national tour, Buddy Holly, and really great vocalist and very, very funny guy in the Full Monty also. And then the sixth of the principals is played by myself. I play Harold, the supervisor of the plant, who can't tell his wife that he's been laid off. And then, of course, there are women to match up with all of these people, girlfriends and wives and all like that, plus a few more men who play ancillary characters and who play lots of different roles. So, but that's what the cast is like. There's 18 in the cast, including one young guy. We have one 12-year-old boy, Chase Marshall, who plays Jerry's son.
And local?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Young man? Okay, very good. So how do you incorporate music in this? I mean, well, when we think about the movie thing.
Correct.
They turn it into a musical?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, they did. So it's real fun when you kind of know both pieces, because if you watch the movie, if I watch the movie now, there'll be a scene and they'll think, that's where the song goes. And then they'll go, oh, that's where the song goes. So the story is told, of course, like any story in a novel or a movie, and then the songs are there to kind of heighten that. So if there's a scene between husband and wife and maybe they're at odds with each other, then the song happens where they both sing their parts separately, and then they sing a duet together to show that they, to represent what's, you know, what's kind of coming back for them. Or like a lot of the theme of the story is about how men are sort of put upon, or how we and our psyches are affected by the fact that we do or don't have work, or what our wives do or what our friends do. And so a lot of those kind of ideas come out in the song. So so a guy may not talk about what it means to be a man, but he can sing the song Man.
All right, so this is the first show in your season, 2019 season. Can you still get season tickets?
Absolutely. A season ticket is one ticket for each of the six shows, so all the way through Full Monty you can buy a season ticket. Then we also have what we call a You Pick Four, where you get to pick four shows on a season ticket package. And so even up to later in the summer, you can do that because there's still four shows to choose from.
I see. Okay. This is the first of six shows, and June 12th through July 7th. So you kind of, is there a general schedule? I know there's some matinee opportunities, and, plus the evenings, right?
Yep. We're always dark, or we don't have shows on Mondays and Thursdays, but on all the rest of the days, we have shows on Tuesday afternoons, and then we have shows Wednesday afternoons and evenings, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have sometimes afternoons, sometimes evenings, so it changes a little bit, and that's based on whether we're getting another show up and we need to be in rehearsal or whatever like that. So there are generally six or seven shows a week.
How much during the run of a show do you go back into, you fine-tune parts, or is it totally once you're in production you're looking ahead to the next show?
Really, the way it works at kind of in professional theater is the design and director team are there all through the rehearsal process and for opening night, and then the director and the costume designers and line designers will leave. And, you know, so once the show is open, it really is set. Okay. And it's up to the stage management department at that point to maintain the show the way the vision of those artistic people was. So yeah, it would change very little. It would be designed not to change at all. Sometimes there are reasons why things have to change, but in general, no, it would be locked in.
Yeah.
So it's really not a situation of, oh, we'll come back the second weekend because it's going to be better or different, or, you know, we'll kind of grow into it. The idea is to be ready for opening night so that it's solid all the way through
all
the
right. run. Todd Davison with us, Artistic Director, Maples Repertory Theater. Behind the scenes, is it locals that help with that, or do you also hire from outside for that?
We hire from outside for the most part. The box office staff are mostly local people, but almost all of the other behind-the-scenes people come in to us from outside. So, for instance, our technical director who runs the scene shop is from Nashville. This is his first year to be with us from there. And then we have the carpenters. We have another one of the carpenters from Nashville. And then we have one from Indiana, and I'm not sure where that fourth guy is from. But, yeah, they're from everywhere. So when I'm going around and hiring actors, at the same time on a parallel stream, I'm hiring costumers, costume construction people, lighting folks, electricians, carpenters and all those sorts of people. And then also, parallel to that, I'm hiring the costume designer, the scenic designer, the director. So they would put their vision out there, and then the shops are responsible for building that.
Well, I wanted to say that, too, because just to emphasize the professional theater aspect, this is professional.
Yep, these people theater. Make their living at it all year long.
It is. It is their livelihood, and you also make, you know, I know that's not what, but economic impact.
That's correct. A lot of people come in.
You know, they come in for the shows, and you bring people in casting and that type thing. So, all right, Todd, that's exciting time for you. The Full Monty, it starts tomorrow, continues through July 7th.
So I have one. We have a special event, actually, tomorrow night on the 12th, Wednesday night. It's ladies' night, so we're having a special deal on the opening performance of the Full Monty. It's $22 a ticket, or if you bring four or more, it's just $20. And we have a few activities before the show. We're going to have some little things set up in the lobby, little games to play, and maybe win some prizes. And we're also offering a souvenir glass that you can purchase that then can be filled with whatever kind of beverages you desire. And so it's just kind of a fun way to kick off the Full Monty with kind of a ladies' night only sort of an atmosphere. We probably would sell a ticket to a man if they came along, but we're calling it ladies' night, and the show of the Full Monty begins with a ladies' night. That's kind of where the idea came out. The very first scene is like ladies' night, and so we're just going to expand that right throughout the theater.
And is that walk up, or do you need to make a reservation?
You may call and make a reservation, but you can also walk up. But there are a lot of tickets have been sold, so it's going to be a really big night anyway. But there certainly are still tickets available.
Very good. That is the Full Monty. Your next show will start then June 21st at the Savannah Sipping Society.
Yep.
Do you want to put in an early plug?
I would love to.
Okay.
So as big and wild and brassy and bright as the Full Monty is, the Savannah Sipping Society is sort of the opposite. It's about four women, sort of middle-aged plus women, who meet each other through strange and interesting circumstances, and then they sort of make this little de facto club, the Savannah Sipping Society. It takes place in Savannah, Georgia, and they meet on one of the ladies' front porches, and they tell about their lives, and they embolden each other to go out and do the things. So just as the Full Monty is sort of man-centric in some ways, Savannah Sipping Society is sort of woman-centric. And so it's very funny. It's four really funny actresses, and people are going to love that too. And it's just, like I say, it's just kind of the opposite feel of the Full Monty.
And where are your actresses coming from?
Okay, the two of those actors are also in Full Monty.
Okay.
One of them is from Kansas City, and then the other, who's also in the Full Monty, is from the East Coast, from Pennsylvania. And then the two actors who aren't in that, one is Erin Kelly, who lives now in Hannibal, Missouri. She just moved back to that area a couple years ago. And then the fourth actor is from St. Louis. So we have Kansas City, St. Louis, Hannibal, and Pennsylvania in Savannah Sipping Society.
Very good. What else do you want to plug about Maples Repertory Theater before we wrap?
Well, I think we mentioned once before about season tickets. And, you know, this is really a time when we're really kind of plugging that, because it's a great way for people to see all the shows on the season. We're all very, very busy, and we have all of our calendars we're trying to do. And we've got ball games and family reunions and vacations and all sort of community events like Railroad Days. And we're trying to fit into our schedule. And so if you have a season ticket, it kind of forces you to write those six dates down, and you really get to do it. And so if you get a couple and you get two tickets, then, well, maybe one of the partners can't come. So you invite your neighbor or invite your, you know, coworker or whatever. You'll certainly use it and find people to come. And it's just a great way for you to make a plan for yourself. And it supports the theater in the best way, because we also have that revenue throughout the season.
And you also have something for the kids?
We do.
I know, always during the summertime.
That's correct. Right now, this week is our teen camp program. We have kids who are working, actually right this very minute, doing a program. It's a Shakespeare-based program this summer. And then in a couple weeks, we'll have our performance camp, which starts June 24th, where the kids will come in on a Monday, and everybody will be cast. And by Saturday morning, we'll do a full musical with the kids. And so that's a real fun and exciting thing for kids. And then later in July, we have our skills camp, which is all about all the building blocks of theater. Speak up, tell your name, tell a joke, become a character, and all those sorts of things that goes into making a good public speaker or a good theater artist.
All right. I want to slide in about the Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go to church. You don't have to worry about a meal, and you can enjoy a show. Tell us about how that works.
We have this Sunday dinner program. Oftentimes people say, are you a dinner theater? And no, we're not that. But on Sundays, we do serve a meal. So we have some caterer will cater a meal in our lobby. There's plenty of room there and beautiful round tables you can sit at. So from 12:30 to 1:15, you can come by, and it's usually set up like a buffet. You can eat and then see the 2 o'clock matinee. So it makes it real fun. Yeah, it's just the perfect way for you to kind of program your Sunday. And sometimes we have people who are kind of patrons of the theater who come by for Sunday, even if they don't stay for the show. You're welcome to do that, of course. Very good. That way you get to see other theater patrons.
MaplesRep.com. And what's your phone number?
660-385-2924.
All right, break a leg, Todd.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Todd Davis, an artistic director of Maples Repertory Theater here on Quicksland this morning. The Full Monty starts opening day.